Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining Jewish Stories and More. Today we have a very special story, and it may be a story that you've heard, but I would like to share with you some very special insights also after the story. So the story is about Aaron HaKohen, Aaron Kohen Gadol. And why am I telling this story today? Because today is his yahrzeit, Rosh Chodesh Menachem Av, or as some people call it, Rosh Chodesh Av. Both names are used, Chodesh Av and Chodesh Menachem Av, is actually the only yahrzeit mentioned specifically by date in the Chumash. There is no other specific date of a yahrzeit mentioned in the entire Chumash, only Aaron HaKohen, Aaron Kohen Gadol, and it is Rosh Chodesh Av. Now, what was the story about him? It was that he was known to be a big peacemaker. He would make peace between people that were fighting. How did he do it? Let's say that Reuven and Shimon were having a big fight, and they weren't getting along at all. They didn't like each other anymore, etc. And so Aaron would go over to Reuven, and he would say, "You know, Reuven, I got to tell you privately, I know you're having a fight with Shimon, but Shimon would really like to be friends again. And he's just a little bit embarrassed because of all the difficulties you guys have had to, in your relationship. He's embarrassed as anything, but really, he really, really wants to be friends." Okay? Then he would, Aaron HaKohen would go over privately to Shimon. And he would say, "Shimon, you know, you and Reuven, I know you're having a problem getting along, but really, I'm going to tell you something confidentially. And that is that Reuven really wants to be friends. He's really so sorry about what happened. It's just that it's hard for him to approach you himself. He's a little bit embarrassed about it, but he would really like to be friends." And so Shimon says, "Really?" And the same thing before, Reuven said, "Really?" And the next time that Reuven and Shimon see each other, they say, "Oh, Reuven, oh, Shimon. Yeah, let's be friends. Let's be friends again." And in this way, Aaron HaKohen would make peace between people that were having arguments and fights between each other. And in fact, you see that, as the halacha is, that for shalom bayis, if necessary, one can stretch the truth. So even though Reuven didn't actually say to him those exact words, that "I really want to be friends with Shimon," and Shimon didn't really actually say the words, "I really want to be friends with Reuven," but we know that every single Jew really wants to be friends with every other Jew, because we're really like one person. We really, all of our souls are really connected together. And therefore, it is true that they really wanted. That's true, they didn't actually say the words, but their neshama, so to speak, was certainly saying the words. Because when two Jews don't get along together, it's just their animal souls, or even just their bodies. But their real souls, of course, every single Jew loves every other Jew as much as himself or herself. Now, something very interesting about Aaron Kohen Gadol, this being the day of his yahrzeit, it's the day that he completed his work in this world. He was here in this world for 123 years. Now, what was his work? His main work was, as a Kohen Gadol, that he would bring bracha to the Jewish people. That a Kohen Gadol not only brings a bracha, but brings a very special type of bracha. Because the birchas ha-kohanim, the bracha of the Kohanim that we hear in Shul on Yom Tov, in fact, in Eretz Yisrael, we hear it every single day, and Shacharis in many shuls. That is a tefillah and a bracha. A tefillah means that we are begging from Hashem. A bracha means it's coming down from Hashem. But Birchas Kohanim really is both. And the truth is that most people also say this in their own davening. That is, in Birchas HaShachar, most Siddurim have early in the morning, the first part of the davening, before even joining with the minyan, these words, the bracha of the Kohanim, And that's appropriate because really, although all Jews are not Kohanim, but all Jews are a member of a nation which the Torah calls Mamlechas Kohanim, a nation of priests, a nation of Kohanim, because we are like the Kohanim for the rest of the world. Just like Kohanim are the ones that bring bracha to all the Jews. So all the Jews bring bracha to the whole world. Therefore, we are like a nation of Kohanim in that way. Therefore, it's most appropriate that all of us should say these words each day, if that's in your siddur. Now let's look at the word Aaron, and we'll find something amazing. The Aleph, this stands for the number one, because love of our fellow Jew makes us together, all of us like one. As we even say in Shemoneh Esrei, Barchenu Avinu Kulanu Ke'echad, bless us our Father, all of us, like one. When we are all together as one, that's the best time for brachas to come from Hashem, because he sees that his children are united together, and therefore he has tremendous pleasure from us. And that's also this year, which this year is a Shnas Hakel, a year of Hakel, a year of gathering, in which the Jewish king would gather all the Jewish people together at Sukkot time in order to teach them Torah and to inspire them. And this entire year has that quality of Hakel, of unity. That's the first letter in Aaron's name. Then is Hey and Resh, which spells Har, a mountain. Our sages tell us that the idea of a mountain is connected to Ava, to love. And finally comes the last letter, the Nun Sofis, or the longer Nun, or the final Nun. And this tells us that the love that Aaron has goes all the way down, not just for Jewish people that are tzaddikim, or even Jewish people that are beinonim, that are in-betweeners, but even for Jewish people who they are found on a lower level, just like the Nun goes all the way down below the line. And actually the Nun also goes really above the line, because there's a crown on a Nun when it's written in the Torah. So this is a special letter which is above the line, on the line, and below the line. And it represents Jewish people that are more than average in their abilities. Average, that's on the line. And even those who are below the line, less than average in their abilities. But all of the Jewish people have the essence of their neshama. And in that way, they are all equally connected to Hashem in the inner way. And Aaron's love is for every single Jew equally. And in fact, that's why the Anane Kava, the clouds of glory in the Midbar, were in Aaron's Zechus. We know that the manna was in Moshe's Zechus, the food that came from heaven. The Mayim, the water that came from the rock, was in Miriam's Zechus. And in fact, the word Mayim is in her name. Miriam has a mem and a yud and a mem. But the clouds were in Aaron's zchus, because the cloud is something which was surrounding everybody at the same time. The manna, the food from heaven came, everybody could eat it. But it didn't come all to everybody at the same time. Everybody got it at a different time. And the water also. Everybody drank the water when they drank the water. But the cloud was at the same time surrounding and protecting everybody. And that is connected with Aaron, who had love for every single Jew and brought all Jews close to Yiddishkeit. And finally, we have the instruction in Pirkei Avos, Heve v'talmide shel Aaron, that we should be from among the students of Aaron, that every single Jew should try to be like one of Aaron's students, loving peace, pursuing peace, and bringing our fellow Jewish people close to Torah. And how does it say to Pirkei Avos? It says, Brios, bringing the creatures close to Torah, which, what kind of person is a creature? A Bria, somebody who's created. It means a person that even if their only good quality is that they were created by Hashem, if there's such a person that they only have one good quality, which is that they're created by Hashem, still Aaron would bring them close to Torah. And this is a lesson for us, and this will certainly bring Mashiach quicker. And how does this all relate to the Beis HaMikdash? Very, very in a special way. Because the Beis HaMikdash was the place where the Kohen Gadol did his Avodah, did his service. And certainly, by increasing an Avos Yisrael, especially now that we're so close to Geula, that we can taste perhaps the Achdus, the unity of Jewish people, as it will be in the Geula, that we are certainly looking forward to the coming of Mashiach and the Geula and the building of the Beis HaMikdash, and again seeing Aaron, Kohen Gadol, serving in the Beis HaMikdash. Matter of fact, every single Jewish person will be able to come to the Beis HaMikdash. Of course, not everyone will be able to go into the place where the Kohen Gadol goes. Every single Jew certainly would love to be able to go into that special place, because every single Jew has that special neshama which unites us all together from the highest to the lowest. May the building of the Beis HaMikdash happen immediately, especially through our learning of Torah, doing of mitzvahs, especially learning about the Beis HaMikdash, which Hashem considers as if we are building it. May it happen immediately, or as we say, immediately if not sooner. Thank you for joining Jewish Stories and More.